This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Red Sox are on Apple TV tonight, which means it's a great place to catch them on WEEI.
That's
Red
right.
Sox and Yankees. You got Castig and Pedro in the booth tonight with Fleming and Middlebrooks. And then we got the broadcaster switcheroo.
The swap.
Toss the mics in a bowl.
I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
They need a guy in a bullpen.
I mean, if you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Toss WFAN swap-a-roo.
I like it. Toss the mics in a bowl, and who knows whose booth you're going back to. But that'll be in the third inning. The
She owns party. The team.
I know.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be anywhere within 50 miles of the place.
It's our annual WFAN booth swap presented by River Spring Health. Dave Sims is going to pair with Middlebrooks. Fleming will pair with Susan Waldman for a half inning on each station. So don't miss it tonight.
Good stuff.
On WEEI.
Dolly Parton sleep on her back.
Look out, New York. You're about to get pretty saucy tonight. A little risque when Middlebrooks jumps
in. Yeah, they
over
don't
there.
Know what they're in for.
No, they don't.
They have no idea.
They have the dump button ready.
So we got Red Sox, Yankees, a massive series. We asked this yesterday to Bradford, like, what are the stakes? It's always a big series, Red Sox, Yankees. It's even bigger in September. Teams are basically even in the standings, although the Yankees won last night. Their half came up. Red Sox have dominated the series. What do you expect this weekend, Keith?
Well, I like that they have their pitchers lined up. I like that it's going to be Giolito, it's going to be Bayo, and it's going to be Crochet. We'll see if the Red Sox domination of the Yankees will continue. Like, they have been so good against the Yankees. Now, some of that earlier in the season, you did have Devers bad in there. Some of that you had Roman Anthony. So you don't have those guys. And so I still have my questions about their offense. Like, you see some of the lineups that they've been putting out post-Roman Anthony, and you're like, well, they really need Willier Abreu to get back there, because Bregman and Story and Duran can try to carry it, and like, those are the three guys that you really, really got to lean on, but they're going to have to pitch. But the same thing can be said about the Yankee lineup. Like, it's not very deep at all.
No.
And so even when they were like early on in the season, feels like forever ago, but when they were running away with the division, you're like, is this going to be sustainable? It was like Judge and Fried.
Yeah, because
like, that was it.
We were so out on the Yankees in the offseason. We're like, I don't get how this team's so good. And then the Red Sox played them, and you're like, oh, they're not. I mean, they're fine. They're a playoff team in the American League. But the way they started the year, they were playing them in Detroit. We're like a cut above everybody in the AL, and they're not that.
But unless you have like a little bit of fear in Stanton, he just hit his 20th home run, and like, he's obviously had a lot of home runs in his career.
And he missed a big chunk of time. So yeah, 20 is a good number for the amount of games he's played. Yeah,
I mean, Judge, you're terrified by. Judge is insane, and he's going to be the MVP again. I think Big Dumper, it's not going to happen for him. He had two home runs last night, Judge. He's up to 46. But like, looking at even just yesterday's lineup for the Yankees, it's just Judge. It's just Judge. So even though the Red Sox, you're like, all right, Bregman, Story, Duran, but with their pitchers going, like, I feel like this is a good opportunity to pass by the Yankees, right? Even if you take two out of three, you'll be a half game up on them if you do that. And then staring down the Blue Jays with four series to go. So I'm really hoping and confident that they can take two out of three.
So I don't know. I guess I got to see how it plays out. I mean, they get swept. I'll come in on Monday, and I'll probably be ranting and raving and worried. But I feel like mostly, if you drop 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, it's not like, uh-oh, here we go. So I do feel like there's more to gain from this series than lose. I don't want to put zero stakes on it. I don't want to, you know, give the Red Sox no downside in the series. You get swept, then look out. But even if you drop 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, the way you've dominated them all year, the way I think you're comfortably in a playoff spot, they're 4 games up on Texas. So I think they're comfortably in a playoff spot with just a couple of weeks to go in the season. I'd love to see them host the wild card round. I'd love to see them make a run at the division. So to me, it's more about that. It's more about the lost opportunity of, you know, really putting yourself in a good position to get Roman Anthony back. Because I don't think Roman Anthony's going to be back for the wild card round. I don't think he's going to be back for the divisional round. You got to do what you can to get to the ALCS. And the best way to do it, catch Toronto, get the bye, try to win 3 out of 5. Do what Atlanta did in 2021 and win without Acuña, who was a future MVP. He got hurt. They won the World Series without him. He got hurt in July. You got to try to do something like that to at least get to a point where Anthony is back. And this series could be a big vault for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not worried about how they match up with the Yankees. The Yankees don't scare me. Even if the Yankees took 2 out of 3 this weekend, they don't scare me.
No.
But you need to get back into that race with Toronto, or at least back into that race ahead of the Yankees, to try to lock up home field advantage in that wild card.
Yeah. And, like, to me, the Red Sox have obviously owned the Yankees. They're 8-2 against them so far. But if this ends up being a playoff matchup, you do really want it at home. Like, the Yankees, they need that ballpark, I think, to have a chance. Like, if this series was in Fenway, don't you feel like the Red Sox kind of...
You're talking about specifically against the Yankees?
Yeah. I think they beat them either way. I would pick them either way.
I'd rather have it at home, obviously, but I wouldn't be afraid of going into the Bronx.
I'm pretty sure both wins came in Yankee Stadium, but I was just
looking that up.
I'm pretty sure they did, and I just think that they play better there, and there's just like always that chance of like them hitting that little minor league home run, and like they need that to win.
The Yankees are 44-31 at home, 37-34 on the road.
Okay. And the Red Sox are a bad road team too, so just based on that, I just meant more how they match up head-to-head. Red Sox lost there on June 6th. And they lost there on August 24th. So you're right. 2 losses at Yankee Stadium.
So, I mean, I would still pick the Red Sox, but I'd be a lot more confident if the Red Sox were home in that series.
I'm surprised. We got some of this yesterday when we were talking Red Sox and Yankees, and I'm surprised we're getting more of it today. Guys, get ready to have your hearts broken in the last 15 games. Swept by New York, swept by Toronto. Kiss the playoffs goodbye.
Oh, they're making the playoffs. It's a matter of, like, what seed will they be and what they look like.
Yeah, I mean... And maybe we're wrong. Maybe 4 games isn't a lock. We've seen teams collapse in the past. That'd be a massive collapse. So I'm personally not worried about that, but talk to me on Monday if they get swept by New York. I'll probably feel differently.
But what I would say is, I don't know if you noticed, but Seattle and Houston are now tied. So Houston's technically the wild card team based on whatever their tiebreakers are. So the Red Sox, though, with 15 games to go, I would be shocked if they missed the playoffs. However,
they have a 95.2% chance to make the playoffs.
But they could win the division, or they could be the third wild card.
They could fall all the way to third wild card for sure. I don't rule that out.
Yeah, they're 2 games up on the AL West team, right? So, like, with 15 to go, you could be the third team, and now you're looking around like, all right, who do you play in the first round? Where if it, I'm just praying now it is Sox Yankees. One, because I think they can win that series, and then two, because that'd be the best for everybody. That'd be, give you the most juice right off the rip.
That 1-game playoff they had in 21 was probably awesome. The best playoff game of the whole playoffs.
Like, selfishly, I kind of would rather Red Sox-Yankees wild card than the Red Sox win the division. I kind of would. Because I also have a little bit of fear about the division because you can get cold. It happened last year. All these division winners that won 100-something games.
Rust versus rust, as he said yesterday. It really happened.
And then you're like, they're waiting around. They're like, oh, they got their pitching lined up. It's like, yeah, but their bats were cold and they got smoked right out of the playoffs.
Yep.
So even for that reason, let alone for the entertainment value, I'm rooting for Sox-Yankees wild card round.
So a lot going on the field this weekend at Fenway Park and in the booth here on WEEI. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. There's also some big picture stuff going on away from Red Sox Yankees this weekend. Big stakes. How important are these games this weekend against the Yankees? You can weigh in. A couple of away from the field this weekend storylines that I just find interesting, bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
One we talked about very late in the show. I just want your thoughts on this again. Bradford, shortly after he was on EEI yesterday.
Yeah.
And he had
saved it for a tweet.
He had more news breaking. We at least teased this with us yesterday. He talked to Scott Boras, but he had more of that today on the website. But he tweeted this out yesterday, shortly after our interview. He says, Craig Breslow will prioritize finding a GM early this coming offseason. He's gone without one for his first 2 years. So to me, that sounds like a search. That doesn't sound like an internal promotion. He's going to hire a GM. A lot of teams have a chief baseball officer or someone of that ilk, a president of baseball operations, and then a GM beneath them. That's not rare, but you're intrigued by that, I know.
I am. I mean, if you get a trade deadline expert, somebody that only worries about the trade deadline and is good at that, you could combine to be the perfect GM president of baseball operations. Because right now, Breslow's done everything else well. Off-seasons have been good. Extending players that you want has been good. Trade deadlines have been a disaster.
They've been bad.
They've been terrible.
He's good at extending players.
Yeah.
We'll get to one prominent potential player he's going to need to extend coming up here in a moment.
Deadlines have been a little bit. If you need a guy to get you a Dustin May or a James Paxton, he can do it.
He'll do that.
You want a Danny Jansen for a righty stick? He'll get you that guy.
Yeah.
You want Joe Ryan? Steven Matz?
Matts
might be the best guy they have.
You want Joe Ryan? He might not be able to close it.
No, you're not getting any of those guys.
So the GM could potentially do that. I think that's a good theory as to who's being brought in. Just handle a week. I'll handle the other 51. You get 1 week. It's trade deadline week. That's your job.
What a combo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I wonder what it means for the front office report. Like, I wonder if this lets Breslow worm out of some of where he's most awkward, which is interacting with the media.
Well, who's that other guy that used to go on with them? Didn't they have a third guy?
Oh, yeah. Brian.
I feel like Kennedy never does it anymore. It's only Breslow.
No, Kennedy was on this Kennedy, week but yesterday.
No, it's like once every month now. Yeah. Yeah. It should be
Brian O'Halloran?
Like every week.
Sure.
That it was Brian O'Halloran.
They had another guy. Is B-O-H. He not there? What's his job?
I don't know.
What's his role?
Is he still with the team?
Don't know.
I don't know.
I'm saying I don't know. But when it comes to, I wonder if part of that.
You break it down.
Part of that is Breslow's like, well, I'm the chief baseball officer. I don't have to do the media. But they can hire a more media savvy GM. Because let's face it, I think what pisses people off with Breslow a lot is how he speaks and how he interacts and how awkward he is. And I think if you just look at the baseball moves, it's been my case all year with him. I think if you just look at the baseball moves, trade deadline aside, you're right about that, Keith. If you just look at the baseball moves, I think they've mostly been good. Look at the pitchers they're developing.
Yeah.
Not that he drafted every single one of them, but look at the pitchers they're developing. I think you just look at the pure baseball moves. He's got a team in playoff position with 2 weeks to go. And who knows if it was his call or not, but made the decision along in conjunction with John Henry, went along with it with John Henry, getting rid of Rafi Devers. They don't miss him. So I think if you just look at the baseball stuff, he's pretty good. The problem is, the PR gets in the way with him, and that's what people hate about him, and that's what people hated about the last guy in Chaim Bloom. So maybe they can bring in a more media-savvy guy, and maybe that would be a way for Breslow to worm out of things like the front office report, because I don't think he always comes across great there.
I'm looking at RedSox.com, their staff directory.
Brian O'Halloran there.
There's like a million names on here.
Yeah, well, I thought...
There's a million people, but
I think
it
that's
does
part
have,
of why they haven't named a GM yet, because it's like Raquel Ferreira and Brian O'Halloran, or at least it used to be. They had like three or four people who I think they didn't want to give one
Brian O'Halloran is on here, but you can't click on his name. They didn't give him like a fancy bio.
Is that one of the ones Breslow fired after the internal audit?
He's on here, though, still.
Okay, good.
He is the executive vice president of baseball operations.
If you were on WEEI's website, but there was the link to your bio didn't work, how would you feel about that?
Not great.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel about that. I wouldn't feel great about that either.
How come this doesn't go anywhere?
There should be a link to my bio.
It says page missing.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like the foreshadowing there.
It's got principal owner, chairman,
uh-huh.
president, CEO, chief baseball officer. That's what I'm saying. I got everybody.
Okay, yeah, good.
Pedro and Ortiz are special assistants.
Nice.
They made the top tier. Then there's the executive management team, where there's over a dozen names. They're all executive vice presidents of something or senior vice presidents of something. There's the senior vice president assistant general manager. There's an executive vice president. There's too few of those, actually.
So now we need a GM.
Yeah, we don't have a real GM.
We need a real GM.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have as many as four assistant GMs?
But no GM.
Who are they assisting?
That's a ridiculous question.
Or is it the smartest question of all time?
I disagree. That is a great question.
Who are you assisting?
Yeah.
The GM.
Each
we
other.
Don't have one.
Well,
are you
assisting each other?
Yeah.
What do you need? You need coffee?
We kind of chase our tails.
No, I meant you need coffee.
So you can What's the difference between an executive vice president and a senior vice president? I've never really had a real job.
Who's the boss? The executive vice president or the senior vice president?
You're asking guys in the same boat.
Yeah, right. You guys looking around. Anybody else worked at a real job before?
Yeah, we didn't have... We didn't.
I don't know if I know what job title is.
You are our executive producer.
Oh, nice.
So
who's the senior producer?
Billy.
I think that would be me.
Billy is.
Oh boy. Well now, I don't know.
But I mean, that might be senior just based on like
you guys are both assistant producers.
Yes.
You guys are all assistant producers back there. That's what you are.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have this on the floor at the Landmark Center Best Buy. We didn't have to deal with that when I was trying to sell people DVDs.
No, when I worked in the warehouse, I was cigarette selector Rich. Is what they called me.
617-779-7937. Speaking of Sam Kennedy, who, according to Nick, is never on the front office report, he was on yesterday with Greg, and here's what he had to say about the quote-unquote report from Jeff Passan that Alex Bregman intends to opt out.
Speaking of those types of players who want to be here, there was a Passan report, and I've been panicked about it since that Alex Bregman has decided to opt out. Can you tell us if that's nonsense? You guys are still talking. You're not getting that feeling from him?
You know, it's interesting. We were all surprised by that report, given, we just haven't had discussions with Alex about anything other than the goal at hand right now with what's in front of us these next 15 games. So that'll all take care of itself. He wants to be here. We want him to be here, and I'll leave it at that. But he's such an important part of this season and what we're doing, and all focus right now are on these next 15 games and fingers toes crossed October baseball.
Okay, so
all right,
Brad Foe talked to Alex Bregman's agent Scott Boras. And here's what Boras had to say. He said, "Quote, the leadership value to the Red Sox has obviously been huge. Houston knew what that was. The Red Sox, when they got chapter and verse for what that meant to them, they have a more precise nature for what that means with or without the player on the team. I would imagine it definitely is more defined for them." It's a long way of saying and an odd way of saying. They want his leadership. They value his leadership. He had another line that was more buried in the story that I said, oh, maybe there is something to him opting out. Because I saw Passan on Karabas' podcast defending this report, and he's like, yeah, I don't get why people thought that was such a big deal. Like, obviously he's going to opt out. He's having a great season. I'm like,
I don't think it's obviously going to opt out.
I also don't think
he's missed a ton of time, and he's getting $42 million guaranteed for the next 2 years if he just opts in.
I'm a Bregman guy. I champion him all offseason. I think he's a better player than Devers, and I'll stand by all that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call the season he's having great. That would not be my terminology for it.
He's missed a ton of games.
He's hitting under .280 now with an .836 OPS. None of that's bad. I wouldn't call it great. In September, so far, he's hitting .205. In August, he hit .260 with two home runs. So
yeah, he's going to hit under 20 home runs.
I maintain I don't think it's a slam dunk. He'll definitely do that.
No. He's going to hit under 20
home runs. He'll definitely hit under 20.
Gotcha.
I agree with you is how I meant to say that. So Boras had one other line in here where I'm like, this does sound like he's going to opt out.
He gone!
Boras said, quote, they've got a couple of great players at very discounted prices by signing them young in their careers. And he's talking about Crochet and Anthony. Brad Foe lumps in Chapman, too. That's not young in their careers, but those are some extensions they have in place. I think that's Boras' way of saying, look, you guys are getting a deal on a lot of other guys. You're not getting one on this guy.
Yeah.
And he also referenced other players. Bregman was restricted by the qualifying offer in the market this offseason. He referenced other clients of his where he's like, once that qualifying offer is taken away, the market really opens up, implying there will be more bidders on Bregman this time around. So we'll see. I think he'll be here long term either way, but if he opts out, that'll be a scary moment for all of us.
Yeah, no, it will be. But he was available last year for everybody. He got offers from everybody. He chose this one. He had, I'll say, a good season, but I think it's been overblown how good of a season he's had.
Yeah, great's too strong. He's good, obviously, good is right.
Yeah, he's obviously very important to the team, and Cora likes him a lot. He's a real leader. All the young guys like him. He's a very valuable piece. There's a lot of intangibles that come with Alex Bregman, but our team's going to be offering him way more than they did last year.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
The Boris, Yankees might be.
Boris is trying to hint at it, but Boris obviously has a job to do, so... Yeah. We'll see.
He's not going to get more than 42 average annual.
I don't think so either.
He'll get more years, and then it just becomes, all right, what do you want to do? Do you want to just tack on a $30 million year three? Would that make him happy? Whatever. And I think you can get it done without going crazy.
Me too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.